Welcome to the big interview here on Money Life, where today, well, we're going to be talking about a subject that I found really interesting when I read a research report about it. Not something I'd ever given a lot of thought to, but given how much we talk about emerging markets on this show, I think it's something that we should be discussing. So I'm very pleased to say that my guest is Tunde Ojo. He is Frontier and Emerging Markets Analyst at Harding Loevner. And if you've never heard of the firm or you want to get more information, it's HardingLoevner.com. That's L-O-E-V-N-E-R, HardingLoevner.com. If you then put /fundamental-thinking, you will get to their fundamental thinking blog, which is really worth a look. But if you find Tunde on the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page, you will find a direct link to a piece called The Ramadan Effect, How Islam's Holy Month Impacts Businesses. And it's a subject that I hadn't given a lot of thought to, but here we have been talking about emerging markets so much on the show. Well, Ramadan is a lot different than Christmas, and I guess I'd always thought the Christmas effects were sort of similar. So I want you to understand it because, well, I know that a lot of you are doing the emerging markets thing, and you need to be a little more educated about it. Tunde Ojo, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
So, like I said, this was a case where, truthfully, I don't think I ever gave enough thought to it, and I'm not sure most investors do. You know, we tend to think of Christmas effects here in the United States, but you make a case that the effects of Ramadan are even bigger when it comes to emerging markets. Explain, you know, sort of why there is that distinction and how it works.
Right, yeah. Emerging market has a big influence when you look at Ramadan, because about 30% of frontier market, it's mostly majority countries. And if you look at emerging market, I would say over 10% of them are mostly majority countries. And the reason why there's a distinction here compared to Christmas that you talked about earlier is that Ramadan shifts by 11 days each year, because Ramadan follows an Islamic calendar that doesn't necessarily follow the normal calendar that, you know, me and you are used to. And for that reason, if you don't understand the nuance and the impact of this, it could be quite destructive and hard for people to understand why things are happening and how it's impacting business. And given the shift it has from year to year, we've seen that sometimes Ramadan happens at a period where some companies have their peak consumption of their seasonal products. And in those cases, it could be quite disruptive to their business and affect and impact their growth. And because a lot of people don't pay attention to this, you know, it sort of causes mispricing sometimes in stocks, because, you know, the stock either outperform or underperform based on these factors. And people who don't understand that this could be a temporary effect, sort of either lose out on not having these insights.
Well, excuse me. The interesting thing to me, I mean, as we're looking at Ramadan, which this year I believe starts on May the 16th, and it runs for 30 days. You know, yeah. You're going to get to a position where, over several years, it will migrate itself out of, you know, what we consider the second quarter. Does it wind up? I mean, we have issues here when you'll get a holiday season that's a little bit longer because the calendar gives you a little more time between, you know, Thanksgiving falls early and Christmas is always on the 25th kind of thing. So you get a little bit more time and an extra week to the holiday season. And sometimes they will use that to say, oh, well, this is why, you know, year to year doesn't quite compare, because last year they had the longer Christmas season. Well, the Ramadan season is always the same length because Ramadan is 30 days. But do you wind up having a situation where at times, you know, what's going on and the true condition of a company and what you're reading into their financial statements is impacted because of when it is on the calendar?
Yes. Definitely, and that's one thing we highlighted in the report, because it could have different impact on different companies, and this is where, you know, you need to be careful as an analyst and analyze this carefully to sort of understand the impact and provide some insights. And just two different sort of examples that I could give here would be say, a Moroccan brewer, Brazil do Maroc. You know, this is a company whereby, you know, produces beer, which is typically consumed in the summer, and during the hot months. That's when people get out, you know, hang out in a bar, you know, and drink a lot of beer. This company has been impacted by the fact that the peak consumption of sales of the product, rather, has been falling during the summer months, which is supposed to be, you know, the period where people consume beer the most. And over the last decade or so, the growth has been somewhat impacted by that. So it's provided like a structural headwind to growth for this company. But what we've seen in the last 2 years or so is that as Ramadan kept shifting out of the summer period, the company is able to get back to growth because, you know, people generally don't drink as much or just stay away from drinking during that period of Ramadan. The other example I'll give is, you know, a company whereby a restaurant company whereby there's a lot of consumption before and after Ramadan, but during Ramadan it doesn't have that much high consumption. But because it moves from one quarter to the other over the annual period over the year, it's neutral. But the way this could impact companies is that because Ramadan shifts by about 11 days every year, it could move from, say, the second quarter to the third quarter. And people who don't understand this don't understand why, you know, it was second quarter last year and third quarter this year, and the year-on-year comparison when they release their quarterly numbers could be quite deceptive. Well, and a lot of people who don't understand this temporary effect could be buying or selling the stock depending on what their, you know, experience are based on the year-on-year growth. And that's where, you know, people who have insights like us could take advantage of that mispricing or either buy or sell the stock.
Yeah, and we should point out, by the way, that when people are looking at and they're hearing you talking about how it could move from the third to the second quarter, that would be on a fiscal year, because on a calendar year, what people should understand is that Ramadan is moving forward. In other words, it starts May the 16th this year. It starts May the 6th next year, or May the 15th. It's somewhere in the 15th, 16th is when I looked at it. This year, it starts 11 days earlier or so next year. So it's moving forward and it's getting away from those summer days. We know inherently that emerging markets, but even more so frontier markets, are inefficient. So when you wind up seeing this there, I mean, is this something where, you know, you say, well, you can capitalize on it, or there might be ways to capitalize on it as an investor? How big are these differences? I mean, again, my audience, they're thinking of, well, hey, you know, everybody celebrates Christmas, etc. These are significant differences for a company like the brewer, the Moroccan brewer that you were mentioning. Is it a case where those numbers can really wind up devaluing a company and giving you that buying opportunity?
Yes, sure. And as you rightly said, you know, frontier market is typically less efficient than the developed market. And that provides opportunity for outperforming, you know, through this mispricing that we just talked about. And this Ramadan effect is something that we've observed. And an example would be Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, a majority Muslim country, where it has this restaurant company called Hefi Foods. It's like the McDonald's of Saudi Arabia. And so over the last 2 to 3 years, you know, there's been this shift from from the third quarter to the second quarter. I mean, as you rightly say, in Ramadan sort of shifts forward every year. And as this shift was happening, we realized that during Ramadan period, it doesn't have as much sales. So it records this, you know, very slower sales growth period during the second quarter, and people are worried about, oh, what's going on, and selling the stock because, you know, the year-on-year comparisons look worse in the second quarter. And you get into the third quarter, and the sales just jump dramatically just because of these differences and this move in Ramadan. Fundamentally, nothing really has changed in terms of the demand. And we saw it, like, for 2 or 3 years, you know, going into this stock. And what we do is when we see those slower growth numbers in the second quarter, we just know, like, the third quarter is going to be better because we know how Ramadan works and how this is going to impact the growth numbers on the stock. And whenever we see those mispricing, we just accumulate in that stock. So we've done that quite a number of times when we've seen the opportunity to arbitrage those sort of mispricing.
Does it force you to analyze companies differently? I mean, we're always talking about quarterly earnings, but why don't you just, you know, you could just as easily say, okay, we'll put our trust in 6 months or even 1 year? Or is it because, well, the markets are inefficient? If you do it, if you look out and you always layer at the 1 year level, you are missing the trends in the companies. I mean, I would think you could analyze it out in some way, but I guess that might be sacrificing opportunity, right?
Yeah, I mean, we look at the performance of these companies on a yearly basis. So, as I said, this kind of example I gave you right now for the annual period, it's neutral. You know, it's a wash if you look at it from year to year, because Ramadan happens for 30 days every year anyway. But what the real impact here is that people who don't understand how this Ramadan shifts from one quarter to the other over the years, because, you know, it moves by 10 days, could miss out on what is really going on here and feel like the company's fundamentals have deteriorated, when in actual fact, this is just a temporary thing that's going to reverse the next quarter.
It's really interesting stuff. I mean, boy, we talk all the time about the effects of the holidays and what that does and how it changes things. And the effect of Ramadan, I'd never really given it much consideration, but the piece is fascinating. This has been great. This is one of those cases, you know, we always say we're trying to educate our audience. And, well, quite honestly,
I learned something today.
Yep, I learned something today. And Tunde Ojo, thank you so much for joining me to help me learn something today.
Thank you very much, Chuck, for having me.
Tunde Ojo is Frontier and Emerging Markets Analyst at Harding Loevner. For more information, go to HardingLoevner.com to learn about him, their funds, and more. You can find him on the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page and get a direct link to his piece on the Ramadan effect.